The following is a special podcast episode, a mini pod, if you will, due to some travel plans which thwarted our intentions to record the next episode, Iron Man 3. You're about to hear a rundown by our group of the Infinity Stones. Enjoy.
This is Unpotted, a podcast by a family of geeks, bro.
Do you want to know what the stones are?
Yes, let's talk about stones.
The stones are, the space stone is the Tesseract.
That makes sense since
heavy spoilers because we're talking about movies we haven't, quote, right? gotten to yet. The mind stone is in the scepter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reality stone is the ether from Thor, the Dark World. The power stone is...
The thing that Ronan had. He was supposed to bring it to Thanos, right? But then he's like, ultimate power.
He has the power. He went on his own agenda, yeah.
Now he was able to hold it and control it and put it into his, like, hammer or whatever he had, his war hammer.
Yeah. Wait a second. What was the Power Stone, the purple one?
Yeah. Power Stone's purple. In the movies. There are different colors in the comic books because ink costs money, I guess. And then what's the other stone we've seen so far? One more stone. Can you guys name it? Your favorite Marvel movie, we have...
Mind Stone.
We just talked about the Mind Stone.
The Time Stone.
That's the thing.
Doctor Strange. So the one that we have not seen yet is the Soul Stone.
Ooh. What's this? What?
The Soul Stone, like to bring things to life, to your soul and everything like that.
I thought that was the one that was inside of the Dark World, Thor.
No, that's the Reality Stone.
What I think is the Soul Stone somehow gave power to the Eternal Fire in Thor Dark World.
Maybe.
Sorry,
but the Soul Stone has yet to appear in any of the Marvel movies. I have a feeling that the Soul Stone is in Wakanda, which means there were 3 Infinity Stones on Earth. And I think 3 different people were like, this is a tiny little planet. No one would ever look here.
Right.
Odin's like the Tesseract. No one will find it here.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, you know what? That makes me think. I mean, just making a prediction here. We've all predicted, and I don't want to dive too much into Infinity War, but we've all predicted that somebody might die. A major character might die in Infinity War.
The first 5 minutes is the rumor.
Well, and then I'm like, oh God, is then the Soul Stone going to come in? Well, let's raise that person back to life, and they're back! Whee! So,
that's Harry Potter and the Resurrection Stone.
Yes, well...
Oh, wait, no, no. Will it be like the Resurrection Stone, or is like somebody who can wield it? What's that guy's name?
Voldemort?
Star Trek.
Oh, God.
Your nose was flaring so hard. You're trying to not laugh. It's actually flapping around like a Muppet really nose. I mean, what is this?
On it. You can see your nose.
You always see your nose. Here's a fun fact. You can never not see your nose. Look, you always see your nose.
I know, but I just think that it's funny that he saw, which probably also sent you over the edge. The sauce is crying tears of laughter right now.
There's one of my favorite Saturday Night Live things is when they're making fun of Johnny Carson and Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise. And they're just laughing, and he, like, pees himself, and he's, like, throwing people in the faces. Because it's a Saturday Night Live, people, like, Norm MacDonald was doing this one. And they're not saying anything. They're just laughing, and, like, just...
Yeah!
It's like more cowbell, baby. All right, what do you got?
So what I think... I think I might have said this before, but I think the Soul Stone might have intertwined pasts with the Eternal Fire in Thor Ragnarok, like, once upon a time.
In the past, yes. Remember when in Guardians of the Galaxy, he's like, oh, these ingots were created, ancient.
Yeah.
I bet you there were times when they got together. The Infinity Gauntlet, I don't think we'll find out. Did Thanos make that Infinity Gauntlet? Did he find the Infinity Gauntlet?
He found it. I think it was made by...
Celestial beings, right?
By people.
Those celestial beings. So you're talking about the...
Ancient beings.
Who Peter Quill's dad is?
I think that might be it. But I would call them elders because of some...
Okay,
some unknown reason. But I think that... Right. So the elders, they might have made the Infinity Gauntlet to... wield it in a time of need if necessary. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of them was like so thirsty for power, it's like
to get them all together. Quite possible. All right.
So, just like the person
Thanos
closed dead.
Oh yeah.
Oh dead. Ego.
That's right. My dad. Sit.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Visit us at unpause.com.